This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts lawmakers have passed and sent to the governor's desk a budget that includes a plan to negotiate lower drug prices for MassHealth, the state Medicaid program. Biotech industry leaders call it the most significant Medicaid drug pricing measure in the U.S. and warn it may limit access to life-saving medications. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The plan would let the Baker administration ask for deeper discounts for some of the most expensive drugs. Think two hepatitis C meds that cost the state nearly $200 million last year before rebates. If negotiations do not work, the state could post what it considers to be a reasonable price and hold public hearings. But as part of a compromise, drug manufacturers would not be required to take part in negotiations or the hearings. House Ways and Means Chair Aaron Michaelwitz told colleagues if talks happen, they should be cooperative.
I am proud to say that the conference report achieves that cooperative goal, and I'm looking forward to seeing those savings that are attained as a direct result of the language that is in front of you today.
Governor Baker estimates the state could save $70 million a year through negotiations. A spokesman says he's reviewing the plan, which includes much of what the governor proposed in January. The state's biotech trade group lobbied to soften parts. MassBio President Bob Coughlin declined an interview request but sent this statement.
We sincerely thank the House and Senate negotiators for carefully considering the real-world impact of the most significant Medicaid drug pricing legislation in the country in protecting patient access and innovation.
Pharma, the U.S. trade group, sounds more wary. It warns that negotiations might limit patient access to high-end drugs. The consumer group Healthcare for All says it is pleased that the public will soon have more information about drug prices.
This is an important first step to make sure that the pharmaceutical industry has some skin in the game, too.
The group's director, Amy Rosenthal.
This is their way of helping to make sure that all of the residents in Massachusetts have the healthcare that they need.
Governor Baker has 10 days to review the final drug price negotiation language and sign it as is, or send it back to the legislature with amendments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.